To SS, number 2, written December 11th to December 25th, 2007. Oft have I considered what is our station, midst the storms of men's designs. Our union, like two corks blown apart on stormy sea, has become a thing of the past. And we sit alone, barely lapped by the vast waters around us. Only now do I think of you, now that all has become quiet. The occasional rain on the roof, it is the only sound I can take comfort in, for it is quietly constant. The storms of doubt and resignation have left, and I feel I am left to wander the desolate beach of solitude once again. I look for wavelets, tokens of some pebble that fell into a bowl of water, but instead I see that the ocean around me lies as flat and thick as honey. Sometimes I float over an eternal abyss of meaninglessness and despair, so deep that I am afraid to look down into the water to see if I can see my toes. I do not have the comfort of seeing the minnows nibbling my ankles as I used to when I waded among the bulrushes of earlier contentment. Not knowing how to wait, I forsook you, preferring to stare at the sand at my feet, rather than gaze out to sea, hoping for a breeze, a cloud, a sail. What has become of you, and what has become of me?